as we turn our attention to athletics. Delighted to say Brendan McDade, race director for the Northwest 10K, joins me now on the line. The Northwest 10K taking place on Bank Holiday Monday in Letterkenny, and the countdown very much on. And I suppose, first of all, Brendan, you know, it's amazing. It's so many years that this event has just kept going on. We had the disruption of COVID, and it looks as if the numbers for events like this are beginning to be on the rise again. And the hope will be that there's a big turnout on Monday.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. As you say, this is the 26th run of the Northwest 10K. And other than the little interruption of 1 year of COVID, because we did 1 year as a virtual race as well. We're really looking forward now to Monday, and the trend is for races now that numbers are coming back up to where they were pre-COVID. So we'll be expecting somewhere maybe in around 1,000 to 1,100 people on Monday.
Now, this event attracts a great, array of people. You've everything from the elite runners to the walkers. Might be a couple of people in fancy dress. There's families doing it. And that all contributes to what is always a great atmosphere on the day.
It is, of course. And, you know, the main reason for the event, even going back to the Rock Hill days, was to raise money for local charities. And that ethos has stayed with us right up through the years that the Northwest 10K committee has taken over it. And again, it's all, you know, charities based in the Northwest area. But you're right, because I'm just looking at some of the main names that are, up for the main contenders in it. And especially in the women's event, you have Ciara Toner from City of Derry, who's been in great form recently. You have Teresa Doherty from Finn Valley. Nolan Scanlon from the local Letterkenny club, Claire McGuigan and Shauna McGeehan, all of Letterkenny. And then you have Ciara Cunningham from the Chicano, who have been shown great form over the road season up to date. So we're expecting a great race within that women's field. And again, then in the men, we have Mark Greenan, who was last year's winner, surprise winner to us. But he's been in scintillating form since that. You have Declan Ferry from the Rosses, along with Charlie O'Donnell, also the Rosses. And both of those have been picking up prizes all throughout the road season.
Yeah,
and you have Dole Farn, who was the Donegal Cross Country Champion back in October. And all indication is that he's in great form as well. And then you have the likes of Mark Wallace and Raymond Birch and Mark McPaul from Milford, who has been sort of in the top four for, you know, maybe the last four or five events. So you'll be looking to try and retain that sort of placing within that field.
And it's a fairly fast course. There is the Port Road to go up, but apart from it, and it goes up and then down the main street in Letterkenny, but the rest of the route is almost entirely flat.
Yeah, since we made the change in 2022 by coming down past the library instead of all the way down the bottom of town, the course now is quite fast. As you say, the only real hill in it is at the Port Road, which is at the 6K mark, and it's only about 300 metres. So if you take it that way, you have at least 9.5K that's either on the flat or downhill. So that always gives us good times, and it's proved so last year. Mm. Quite a number of people with PBs.
Now the three...
And the course has been... I was going to say the course has been officially measured by an Athletics Ireland course measure, so people can be very confident of their times and, you know, any PBs that they get.
Well, certainly there'll be no shortage of people trying for that. The three charities benefiting this year, Brendan, are the Multiple Sclerosis Donegal Branch, St Bernadette's Special School in Letterkenny, and the Letterkenny Community Development Project. And if you look back over the history of the Northwest 10K, you know, this event has raised over €900,000. I think it's for 38 charities down through the years. You know, it's a quite phenomenal achievement.
Yeah, absolutely. And the three charities have been working together over the last 8 weeks, doing some side events, trying to promote the event. But those side events also add up, you know, with the money under the main pot. And such amount of money is right, 900,000, is amazing over those number of years.
Now, tell us for people who maybe haven't signed up yet, you can still register tomorrow at the community centre in Letterkenny?
You can. In fact, today, we've been here today from 3 to 6, and we had a steady flow of people collecting their number and T-shirts, and a number of people, new people registered. And we'll be here tomorrow, Sunday, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. as well. And then for the very late comers, we will be open again on the Monday morning from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Now, the race starts at 11, so we're trying to make sure people are in early and collect their numbers, and in early if you have to get registered, because we have to make sure that the race starts on time.
And Olympian Danny McDade is the special guest. He'll be officially firing the starting gun, and no better man who has set so many records down through the years, and certainly a 10K level around the streets several decades ago. There was nobody who could catch him.
Not at all. Danny is no stranger to the athletic scene, and has set many a record from 10K right up to the marathon distance. And Danny again has been involved, both volunteering to help out with the organisation, and he also would have been involved with the one of the charities over a number of years. And Danny was only too delighted to be asked to be starter. So we're honoured to have him for the record that Danny has. It's great. The majority of runners will know Danny and be appreciative of the sort of times that he has run over his career.
Yeah, and for anybody who's in the Letterkenny area tomorrow around 11 o'clock, there will be traffic disruption for some time. So briefly, can you just describe to people the course that is actually going to be there for people taking part?
Yeah, the course now has been sort of confined a little bit to try and alleviate any of the major disruptions. But of course, with over 1,000 people out on the road, from 11 o'clock to probably in around 1 o'clock, there's obviously going to be some little delays at different junctions. But the race starts on the Pierce Road, just at the community centre. It heads over towards the Tesco roundabout, turning right out past the ATU, right out to the Polestar roundabout, turning right again up past the tourist office, right up through to the New Dunn's roundabout, up past Devers Hyundai Garage, and turning right again past the community centre, which is just around the 3K mark. Proceeds again right over to the Tesco roundabout. This time we'll be directing the athletes out on the left-hand side of the road, past the ATU, right out to the Polestar, taking a left past the Mount Erigal Hotel, and left again up past the Ballyrain School, right in again to that Tesco roundabout, going up to Port Road, down the main street, and where the big change is for us from last year is that we're turning left at the library, which takes you on to Pierce Road again at Charlie's Cafe. It turns left there again, and then takes a right down the Canal Road, down past New Dunn's roundabout, straight through to the Polestar roundabout again, taking a left back in the main Port Road past the ATU, and at the final left then at the Tesco roundabout, heading over towards the community centre. And the finish is in the community centre car park, where you'll see the finish gantry and the time clock.
Yeah, now I said tomorrow, of course it is Monday, so let's stress that again. It's Monday morning.
Monday is right.
Yeah, 11 o'clock. And just finally, Brendan, you know, there is a special prize if anybody sets the course record, male or female. So just remind us about the details there.
Yeah, the course record for the men's is 29.16. That was set quite a number of years ago by Noel Berkeley. In fact, for 25th anniversary, Noel actually made it come back up and jogged around on it. So we were delighted to have him last year on our 25th anniversary. So we have a €500 prize for anybody who can beat his time for it. And the women's record is, I just haven't got that offhand, I think it's 34,
I think, Maria McCambridge in 2005.
And again, that was set by Maria McCambridge back a number of years ago. So again, there's a €500 prize for anybody who can beat the women's record as well.
So,
and, you know, as you were saying earlier, the course now is quite a fast one. And, you know, if we do get a race between the number of girls that are there, you know, they might push that record all the way.
Yeah, well, let's hope the weather is also a factor in these things. We hope that it's good on Monday morning. Brendan McDade, race director for the Northwest 10K, many thanks for joining us. Just to reiterate, that race and walk starts at 11 o'clock on Monday morning. Letterkenny Community Centre is the place to be if you want to go, and there'll be plenty of places around the town to watch it, and the event getting underway at 11. You can still register tomorrow between 3 and 6 at the Community Centre, and also first thing on Monday between 8 and 10. And the three charities benefiting again: Multiple Sclerosis Donegal Branch, St Bernadette Special School Letterkenny, and the Letterkenny Community Development Project.